Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Let's rehash a conversation with Mark Kane on Party Line this week with Kirby Hemish.
The formal name is FFA AgriCruise Across the States.
I'm going to write that down. FFA AgriCruise
across the States. But if you look it up on Facebook, just FFA AgriCruise, like a cruise ship,
yep.
That'll pop up.
Basically, you're going to drive from Canada to Mexico on a tractor.
With a tractor pulling a camper.
Just hearing you say it sounds, it brings a smile to my face. You just wake up one day and say, you know, it would be fun? Or did someone say, hey, you know, I bet you don't have the back and neck to drive your old man's tractor down to the Gulf.
It started out about 15 years ago. I saw a news story about somebody driving an old two-cylinder John Deere pulling a gypsy wagon camper behind him from Oklahoma to North Carolina for an Army reunion fundraiser. And I thought, oh, that'd be cool. And the more I thought about it, it kind of got to be one of those bucket list things, something you want to do before you can't do stuff anymore. So I started thinking about it. I'm very active in the FFA alumni organization. And I thought, what better deal to do than to combine those two, to take my bucket list trip and combine it into an FFA alumni awareness and fundraiser.
You heard about it. It just kind of brainstormed it a little bit. No one, when you brought it up, said you're crazy, or you got plenty of that, I'm sure.
Actually, quite a few people. The first one was my wife. We were chatting about it. I was chatting about it for a couple of years, and I just started chatting more and more about it. And one day she was sitting across the dinner table from me, and she looked up and said, oh, my God.
You're going to do this, aren't you?
I said, yeah, I am, yeah. And when I talk to people, about 90% of the people say, that is really cool. What a cool thing to do. And the other 10% look at me like, are you nuts?
So 15 years ago, you drummed this up. 20 years ago, if someone would have brought it up, you probably might have been in that majority where you said, why would anyone want to do that?
Yep.
You were talking with Joe off the air, and this was too good not to share. Someone came up to you and said, you're going to do that on purpose?
Yep. Like, I was talking with a gentleman from the Iowa Farm Broadcasters Network about doing a story. So I told him, in a nutshell, I said, I'm driving from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico with a tractor pulling a camper. And he said, on purpose?
Well, I mean, the beauty of it is, yes, it's a bucket list item. But like you said, now it's for a good cause as well. FFA, near and dear to you.
Yeah.
Randy and Joe, tell me, you were a county assessor.
I was a senior ag appraiser for the Stearns County Assessor's Office for almost 25 years.
Sure. So the FFA bone and being in you. Definitely there. You always are willing to help out if there's a fundraiser for a local FFA. I'm sure you're there.
I grew up 50-plus years ago being an FFA member myself.
Sure.
And about 15, 16 years ago, a group of us got together and decided to form an alumni association in Upsala. And I was one of the charter members. And I know what the FFA program in general can do. And the FFA alumni acts much like a booster club. So we help out, we raise funds, we do things to help out the ag program at the area schools.
And when you look at your FFA, I know Albany, Joe's a big part of the Albany FFA alumni, and seeing those alumni units holding forward and stuff like that, just because you graduated high school doesn't mean it's all over for FFA, right? You still want to be a part of it. You spent all that time with those guys and gals.
That is correct. That's one of the big things that I want to clarify, is the word alumni sort of implies that you needed to be wearing a blue jacket when you were in school, and nothing could be further from the truth. All you need to do is have an interest in your son, your daughter, your
neighbor kid, niece, nephew,
that type of thing. And involvement can be extensive, something like I'm doing, or it can be pretty simple, just helping out with a contest, you know, being a doorkeeper, a timekeeper, that type of thing.
So, taking tickets at Donkey Basketball,
whatever it may take.
I think the really cool part, I mean, there's a lot of cool to this story, but the cool part that it's for a good cause and raising some funds. So 15 years ago, the ball gets rolling. You start drumming it up a little bit. How did you really get the wheels in motion here, Mark?
Well, I thought about it pretty seriously about 5 or 6 years ago. It started to come together, and I
was it kind of either now or never, or quit talking about it and do it, or how did you get there?
Kind of quit talking about it and do it.
Okay.
And I went to talk to my boss about it, and I said, I'm probably going to need about 5 weeks off of work, and he kind of looked at me. It's like, what are you up to?
And, 5 weeks is that's a big PTO request.
That's a big PTO request. So, and then then COVID hit, and it didn't seem like an adventure like this was something that I wanted to do during all this unknown COVID stuff.
A place you would earmark to stop. Next thing you know, you can't get in there. Yeah, sure. Just made more sense to push it back.
Yep. And then after that, my aging parents, Bob and Shirley Kane's health started to decline. We ended up moving them to assisted living, ultimately nursing home, and they both passed away in 2022. So I was kind of tied up with that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I was planning on doing it in 2023, but we have three children, and our youngest one lives in Williston, North Dakota. And he decided to build a new house in 2023, and he tapped me on the shoulder and said, Dad, I could really use a bunch of help. So I spent most of last summer in North Dakota. So
gosh, you would have had a perfect excuse to get out of that, though, Mark.
Yeah.
Sorry, kiddo. I'm driving a tractor from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico.
So this winter, along with what I needed help with was doing the Facebook page, all the financial stuff, the logistics, the back end stuff. And the alumni group in Uppsala really, really stepped up and helped me. They created a Facebook page. They established a Venmo account for fundraising and just helped me a lot with publicity. And Joe here at the radio station is very instrumental in helping with publicity along the way. We've got a lot of media coverage with this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe, I heard you're already in talks with potentially getting on AOA, and then potentially you have your foot maybe in the door for AgriTalk. So we'll be listening for you, Mark. You're already on CASM, but you might be again.
Yeah.
For those not aware, or for those curious, he's referenced the Facebook page. FFA AgriCruz Across the States is the Facebook page. His Venmo is right on there. We can get to this as the program progresses, but quickly, of course, going to need some fuel. Going to need some fuel in the old belly as well on your journey south.
Yep. I did take a 50-mile out and 50-mile back test run about 2 weeks ago just to make sure that everything worked. And the unknown, a 1940 Farmel M does not come with a fuel gauge. I have a wooden dowel that I use as a dipstick to check.
Sure.
And I can easily make up between 100 and 120 miles a day on a fill of gas, which is kind of what I was hoping to do.
Kip, so pushing, 120 miles at what, 15 miles an hour?
About 15 and a half.
15 and a half?
I call it 15 with some stops. Yep.
So it's going to be a journey.
It's going to be a journey, yeah. Road miles, if you Google it to drive it with a car, it's about 1,600 miles.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing right here.
But with going around...
You're not going to go on the interstate?
No, they kind of frown. I would love to, but they kind of frown on that. Going around major cities and trying to stay on secondary roads with wide shoulders, it's going to be close to 2,000 miles. So I'm budgeting about 20 actual days of driving if I make 100 miles a day, but I'm not going to drive if it's foggy or rainy. That type of stuff. So I'm anticipating the entire trip will take about 30 days.
Well, when do you set sail?
September 16th.
September 16th. So trying not to maybe have it be so hot the farther south you get.
Yeah.
Was probably what you were thinking.
One of the biggest concerns is heat, and also down in the Gulf Coast area, they have this thing called hurricane season.
I'm not familiar here in Minnesota. Yeah,
and hopefully, statistically, I should be just past the end of typical hurricane season. That's one of my concerns. I don't want to get stuck with 80 mile an hour winds and 27 inches of rain when I'm on a tractor in a camper.
So, open cab tractor, just you and the elements out there.
Yeah.
So you're sleeping in the camper, obviously, right?
Yep.
Those are your living quarters, on your journey south. What are you excited to see? Have you been south in your travels before?
I've been down through southern Kansas multiple times, but I've never been to Oklahoma or Texas.
Okay.
Yep.
A portion of the conversation Kirby Hemish had with Mark Kane. Yeah, Mark Kane doing that tractor cruise across the USA, starting at the Canadian border, ending at the Gulf of Mexico. We will have his full interview put on our website at mychasm.com with links on how you can support Mark as well. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, it's brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service.